Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, August 8th. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza is urging Governor Bruce Rauner to step up the pace in dealing with the state's debt. She's urging him to borrow money authorized by the new budget in order to begin paying off more than $14 billion in overdue bills.
You should know that this debt is costing you, the taxpayer, $2 million a day, at up to 12% interest in late payment interest penalties.
So far, the interest alone exceeds $800 million. That's more than Illinois has budgeted to spend on the University of Illinois, Chicago State, Eastern, Western, and Northern Illinois universities combined. Rauner is criticizing lawmakers' plan to borrow money to pay that debt.
More borrowing on top of the spending behavior of the state government is not an optimal answer.
Rauner did not say how he would address the backlog of bills. He says lawmakers should adopt reforms so the state would not be in this position in the future. A local businessman is ready to open a beer garden in downtown Davenport this fall, and he has some high-tech tricks up his sleeve. Benjamin Payne reports the goal is to attract craft beer fans.
It's a problem all too common. You go out with your friends after a hard day's work, drive all the way out to that one bar that has your favorite draft, only to find the kegs have run dry. Dan Bush wants to make sure that never happens at Armored Gardens, the barbecue restaurant and bar he's opening in downtown Davenport. Bush is wiring his kegs to special software to monitor volume and beam that info to the web.
So if you're on Facebook, if you're on the website, or if you're on their app, you can just pull it up on your phone and you can see in real time what's running low. So if it's one of your favorites, you can come down and get it.
The software also teaches customers about the beer, what brewery it comes from, how much alcohol's in it, and even what type of glass it's served in.
People are really excited about it. We don't have anything like it here in the Quad Cities, I think. The more that you can kind of engage people, the better.
Bush plans to have about 75 varieties of craft beer flowing this fall when Armored Gardens opens on Pershing Street, just across the street from the Hotel Blackhawk. I'm Benjamin Payne.
Davenport residents can help decide what the city's downtown riverfront will look like. Today, a review panel will hold public meetings and interviews with potential consulting firms to develop design standards for the old casino riverboat site. Those standards include what materials and colors to use for sidewalks, streets, light fixtures, other structures, and landscaping. Four firms have been selected as finalists: Shive Hattery of Moline, RDG from Dubuque, Hitchcock Design Group from Naperville, and SEH of Madison, Wisconsin. At 2:30, the review panel will meet privately to talk about the presentations and select one of the companies to recommend to the Davenport City Council. The public meetings will be held on the third floor of the Figge Art Museum. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.